For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The shots on goal were 14-9 Montreal. And clearly, the first 10 minutes of the third period were really no threat. Montreal didn't really get going until a questionable, and I mean a questionable, that's the only way you could say it, a questionable penalty call against Pierre-Luc Dubois. Two Capitals were knocked down on the play. I don't know how Pierre-Luc Dubois was given a penalty, but he was. Two Capitals were knocked down and looked like they had at least been tripped or hooked or held or something, just from my vantage standpoint. And Montreal got going on the power play. And then before you know it, Montreal's putting the basket in the basket on a bad break bounce. It looked like it went off of Matt Roy's skate. Maybe I didn't see that right. I don't know. Looked at it a couple of times on the replay, but my eyes, it looked like a bad bounce. Okay. And before you know it, it's 2-1, and it's roughly halfway through the third period. I think it was just on the other side of 10 minutes. So nine minutes and 28 seconds left in the game. And it didn't get much better from there. The second goal was the more disappointing one. It was just a furious rally, a flurry in front of the net. Not a Theo flurry. Not a DQ flurry. Wait, no. Mick Flurry? I'm sorry. I'm getting my sweet treats. That's DQ Blizzard,
Blizzard.
McDonald's,
yeah.
Mick Flurry. My bad. Either way, I can go for one of them right now if anybody wants to bring one aboard. Chris will take a what?
I think a Wendy's Frosty right
I
by
can't
mouth.
Hear you.
I think a Wendy's
somebody
Frosty.
Messed with this board as usual and completely screwed it all up. So I don't know what you're saying. I'm sorry, Chris. I wish somebody would use this equipment and actually put it back in place. I don't know who it was because I wasn't here after 4 o'clock. But somebody screwed up something. Anyway, bring us a McFlurry. Bring us a DQ. Bring us a Blizzard. Whatever you want. So ultimately, it doesn't look good in the end. Right? Or at the end, I should say, of regulation. Now I can hear you, Chris. Okay. Oh, a Wendy's Frosty. There you go. Wait, so I said a Theo Flurry, but then I said a DQ Flurry. So I was getting the sweet treats confused. It's a DQ Blizzard. DQ Blizzard. It's a McDonald's McFlurry, and it's a Wendy's Frosty. Right? Got that right now? Okay. Either way, way too much sugar that my body should handle. But God, are they delicious. Just amazing. Anyway, So they give up the goal on the flurry in front. Logan Thompson gets whacked out of position trying to stuff a short side save. Falls down, gets knocked out of position. Not knocked out of position, falls out of position. Can't get back. So they give up the game tying goal. And then at that point, quite honestly, boys and girls, right, with 3 minutes, with 4 minutes and 15 seconds left, you're just like, oh my God, are they going to lose in regulation? After having a 2-0 lead 5 minutes ago? And they hold on. They don't give up any more damage. They regroup. Remember, you got the longer intermission during the Stanley Cup playoffs. And then they come out a couple of minutes into overtime and bing, bang, boom, off the faceoff draw. Beauvillier on the assist. Stromer on the faceoff win. And it's over. And Alex Ovechkin, again, in overtime. Obviously, I think you know the reference there. And it was over. Just like that, in a flash. And there have been so many times, where the Capitals have played an overtime playoff game. And partially because Alex Ovechkin had never scored in overtime of a Stanley Cup playoff game. Think about that. Partially because of that, they've lost more than their fair share. Now, some big wins. Game three in Columbus in 2018. Lars Eller. Nick Backstrom had one, I think, game five of that series in overtime. But they've lost some just gut-wrenching overtime games. Right? I mean, of course, Kuznetsov's breakaway from Ovechkin. Game six of Pittsburgh, second round, 2018, will be the one that is etched forever in our memories, but they've lost games partially because Alex Ovechkin, the greatest goal scorer of all time, had not done what he did last night. Not for not trying, not for not having attempts, just puck luck, just things not going the right way. And yet, in a flash, done. And we've been talking on this show all year long about this. Remember, we did the research, and I was like, man, I don't ever remember Ovechkin scoring, or any time recently, Ovechkin scoring in overtime in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I think it was Mad Max, maybe it was AMAC, I can't remember who was with us that day. Probably Mad Max, because he's a hockey nerd. He looked it up, and he confirmed. And then I triple confirmed, and then everyone had it last night before the goal. And then as the goal was scored, that Alex Ovechkin had just scored or had not scored a Stanley Cup playoff winning overtime goal. And I put it up like 5 minutes before opening faceoff last night. And I was like, ah, I'm sure people are going to get mad about this. You know, leave the guy alone. You suck. There you go. Being negative again. I said, if/when Alex Ovechkin scores an overtime playoff goal, it will be the first time in his unbelievable career. And bam, 2.5 hours later, Alex Ovechkin is putting the biscuit in the basket, and the Caps survive and win 3-2. So here's the deal. Look, in order for them to beat better teams like Carolina, who would be next, Tampa Bay, who we talked to Greg Wyshynski yesterday of ESPN and ESPN.com, and he has the Caps losing to Tampa Bay in the conference finals. Tampa's obviously got to get past Florida. That series starts tonight, and Florida's getting Brad Marchand. Oh, they got Brad Marchand back already. They're getting Matthew Tkachuk back at some point here. I don't know if that's going to be tonight. I haven't double-checked that, but they're expected to.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
The Capitals are going to have to play a lot better. They're going to have to finish games. They're going to have to expand leads. They're going to have to keep up the wave of momentum that they rode the first 8-9 minutes of the game last night. First 8-9 minutes of the game last night, they were hitting everything that moved. Beauvillier, Brandon Duhaime, Lars Eller, a bunch of guys had hits. And it set a tone. It got them rolling. And again, they did it throughout the game, but it didn't have quite the same impact as I thought it did in the first period. And they had those two great chances by McMichael in the first minute and a half, and a couple of other chances. But they were up 9-3 in shots on goal at one point, and then next thing you know, it was kind of like 9-8. And Montreal started getting back in the game. Partially because Radish took a penalty, and that gave them, I think, 4 or 5 shots on goal midway through the first. And then they got back on the horse again, right? They started playing better again, cycling through, get that first goal, then they get the second goal. Again, I thought maybe Beauvillier had knocked it down too high. They choose not to challenge, right? Because it's a very prohibitive penalty if you choose to challenge and you lose. It's a very prohibitive penalty because you give up the goal and you then have to kill a 2-minute penalty. So you give them a power play, riding that momentum. It is a very, very, very difficult decision that Martin St-Louis had to make. I don't know if he was asked about it because he was asked a bunch of questions in French that I can't understand, but he was not asked about it in English. And I didn't want to ask because I wasn't sure if he was asked about it in French. I'm not French-Canadian, sorry. But the bottom line is, maybe the Capitals got away with one there. I don't know. Anthony Beauvillier certainly deserved it. He played a hell of a ball game. Or a puck game. And the Capitals, again, win 3-2. There was a lot to like. There was some not to like. I'll tell you one thing that you don't like is down the stretch here, after being so good in the third period all year long, not only offensively, but more importantly, defensively, not allowing goals in so many games. The Capitals have blown a 2-goal lead in their second-to-last home game of the season against a good team in Carolina. They blew a 2-goal lead and won that game in a shootout, and they blew a 2-goal lead last night to Montreal, a team not as good as Carolina, but a team that has been red hot, a team that has been riding a wave of momentum, a team that it clearly took 30, 35 minutes to settle down and to get into the game. I shouldn't say that. Not completely, but it certainly took the first 9 or 10 minutes. Then they got going a little bit. Then the Capitals kind of took over because they're just the better and deeper team. But it was definitely noticeable, right? Okay, settle down, whatever, get the yips out, get into your game, and then they did that. The Capitals are going to have to, and they have had a little bit of a history of this as well. They have had a little bit of history in the playoffs where they come out barnstorming, right? And they take an early lead, 1-0, 2-0, whatever it might be. Hitting all over the place, everybody getting into it, crowd roaring. And then they slowly fall apart. They have had a history of that. And most teams struggle in that area, right? It's hard to sustain that momentum for three periods. But this is where, if they get one of those early goals from McMichael, and then Ovechkin's goal before the end of the first period, it's 2-0 instead of 1-0, and you know, so on and so forth. I mean, who knows if the game plays out that way, but you get the point. Last night, the Capitals out-hit the Canadians 42-33. I mentioned it wasn't the problem in the third period. I think I had it as 11-9, if memory serves me correct. In terms of shots on goal, though, they started out so strong. Again, they had a 9-3 edge at one point, and again, it's early. But the Canadians, with the flurry in the third period, wound up outshooting the Caps 35-32. Right now, the defense for the Caps, and quite honestly, still, the combination of Logan Thompson and Charlie Lindgren, even though they were great during the regular season, not good enough right now to not clear the puck. And you have to, I mean, protecting a one-goal lead is way, way, way different than protecting a two-goal lead. And again, that's two out of the last three home games. Carolina, second-to-last home game of the year, and last night, in which they've blown not one-goal leads, two-goal leads in the third period. You're not gonna win rounds against Carolina, against Tampa, against Florida, against the Maple Leafs. You're not going to win rounds, and you might not beat the Montreal Canadiens if you're blowing two-goal leads. Cannot happen. Can't work that way. Have to be better. That being said, it's easier to talk about this stuff. It's easier for them to show the film to the guys and say, here's how we can be better when you won a game. If they would have lost a game, not that it would have been a disaster, because clearly game one is just game one. But the way you controlled that game early on and had a 2-0 lead with 9.5 minutes left to go, you would have thought, ugh, that's not just a loss. That's a bad loss. And sometimes that sits with you, man. It sits with you like a grand piano on your back. So at least they won. That's the positive. And they came out and again played their best first period, in Spencer Carberry's words, because I asked him about it, in months. Now, they had that one stretch. They gave up a bunch of shots, but then they got back on the horse again. So outside of maybe like 3 minutes, and a bunch of that was on the Radish power play or a penalty kill, they played terrific in the first period. And that's what helped save the day. All right, 22 minutes after the hour, just getting rocking and rolling. If you want to hop in, we certainly would love to hear from you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation. so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.